Hello, it's Mike Robb, and we are back. Welcome to The Point, where all parts of pop culture come together. We come loaded down with a lot, including talks with some of your favorite stars from Breaking Bad, NTSF, SUVSD, and, of course, Alphas as well, as we cover the brand new season just starting on Sci-Fi. Settle back. There's a lot going on. Let's get to The Point right now.
This is The Point, The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Ah, the good times and the grind. It was Comic-Con 2012. And as in the past, we had a chance to sit down with some of the biggest celebrities who'll be up front in our entertainment radar over the next few weeks. There was a ton of new television to sample, and among it was DC's Green Arrow series, titled simply Arrow. Series star Stephen Arnell told us why he decided to step into this iconic role.
I knew what was in the pilot, and I knew how versed our creative team was with the Green Arrow. We have Andrew Kreisberg, we have Mark Guggenheim and Greg Berlanti, and most importantly for the pilot, we have David Nutter, who knows how to tell a story and who knows how to set up a series so that people want to see the second episode.
Arrow premieres on October the 10th on the CW. Meanwhile, another familiar face returns to TV in a series created by the man who made us scream, Kevin Williamson. Kevin Bacon stars in a series about an ongoing hunt for a serial killer and his League of Disciples. It's The Following, and we asked Kevin what brought him back to television.
I'm feeling like the trend is to great writing in television, and I thought about, like, all the things that I think about it, talk about it, talk to my friends about it. You know what I mean? It's, for lack of a better term, it's just a water cooler. You know, it's all these, like, super cool things, you know, like, you know, Homeland, Breaking Bad, Closer, these shows that have become so, like, important in my entertainment, you know, world. And so I said, you know, maybe it's time for me to kind of throw my hat in the ring.
Kevin Bacon and The Following premiere this fall on Fox. There were a lot of returning shows at Comic-Con, among them Adult Swim's NTSF, SD, SUV. Ready for a second season to premiere in just a couple of weeks, and nobody is more pumped up about that than series star and creator Paul Scheer and his co-star Rebecca Romijn.
This season we're really excited about.
I really can't wait to see this season.
Yeah,
We've
been editing them and they've been really fun. It's been awesome. It's, you know, the show has a bigger scope this year. We go to Alaska. We time travel. Rebecca goes down and visits Hal Linden with the...
Who's head of the mole people.
Yes.
I have to make out with Hal Linden. I got to make out with Hal Linden.
National Terrorism Strike Force San Diego Sport Utility Vehicle premieres its second season coming up in just a few weeks on the Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. AMC's Breaking Bad is already into a new season and smashing records on the cable network even as we speak. We talked to star Bryan Cranston, who said over the next few episodes, well, it's going to be a game changer for his character.
This was a turning point for him that he now fully embraces that new role. Before, it was like, I just want to survive. I just want to wait and make money for my family. I just need to figure it out. No, now he's like, okay, he's gone. I'm the man. You answer to me. Don't talk to him. Talk to me. You look at me now. You know, it's like, and he's fully wearing those clothes of the emperor.
It was never more evident than this year that there's a lot more entertainment not on the TV and in the movie theater. It's on the internet. More and more new programming is turning up on YouTube, including Stan Lee's new channel, The World of Heroes. It features a cool lineup of shows, including one created by comic guy Peter David.
Well, my contribution to Stan Lee's World of Heroes is essentially a 75-minute movie that will be broken up into 5-minute webisodes. Entitled Head Cases, it's the story of a young, disaffected, would-be hero named, goes by the code name of Thunderhead. The reason being that he can generate ear-shattering blasts of thunder if he slams his head against hard objects. The downside of this is that his head is not invulnerable.
There's a lot more to share, and share it we will right here on The Point. Make sure you don't miss anything by listening to The Point Radio 24/7. You can do that with the free app TuneIn Radio and take us along in your iPhone or your iPad. You can also follow us on Twitter to find out the latest updates, too. We're The Point Radio.
The Point Radio.
Summer's not the only thing that's been hot. Plenty of stuff to talk about here in the latest in pop culture. The longtime familiar face of Famous Monsters of Filmland returned. Hermes Press is bringing the original Great Monster magazine back in a series of reprints beginning early next year. They'll reprint the original run of Famous Monsters, 191 issues in all, in a series of hardcovers that'll be completely restored digitally. Each hardcover will contain at least 3 and maybe as many as 5 issues of the original magazine, and again, completely redone and restored. This will begin, as we said, early in 2013 from Hermes Press. One of the original Image titles is coming back, and it'll be free. Top Cow plans to release the first 5 monthly issues of the Cyberforce reboot, free, as we said, digitally and free in print as well, all sponsored via a Kickstarter program that's financing the whole deal. Original creator Mark Silvestri will be involved with the book as well, and again, the reboot of Cyberforce will begin in October. At the top of the rumor list is one involving The Rock and DC's character Lobo. The Rock tweeted a couple of days ago that he's definitely interested about playing Lobo and that rumors are true. However, DC or Warner Brothers has not confirmed anything. Brad Peyton, who directed The Rock in The Journey 2, has been attached to a possible Lobo movie from the company. But again, no casting at this particular point. Well, it was the best-selling book of the century, even though we're only a dozen years into that new millennium. Image Comics has announced that The Walking Dead number 100 shipped with well over 380,000 orders and 13 variant covers, all of which have sold out. There's a second printing of Walking Dead number 100 on the way right now. Should be in the hands of retailers within about the next 10 days. And if you're keeping track of this, the next best-selling comic came back in 1997 from Image. That was Darkness number 11. Fans of The Shining, and especially Stanley Kubrick, have a big surprise coming for Halloween. The extended cut of the movie, with 24 minutes being restored, will be released in theaters at Halloween, both in the U.S. and other markets around the world as well. Those original 24 minutes were cut out of the U.S. version back at the original time of the movie's release in the early 1980s, and of course have not been theatrically shown since that time. Again, it'll be released with a full-blown marketing campaign right around Halloween this year. For the very first time, Universal Studios' Walk of Horror on Halloween will involve a comic book property and a television property as well. In the past, mostly it has been movies that have been involved with the theme weekend, but this year the AMC and Image comic blockbuster Walking Dead will be the focus of this, with haunted mazes and live zombies entertaining fans at the theme parks on both coasts coming up this year at Halloween. The second season of Jane Espenson's must-be-loved series Husbands is on the way. After a wildly successful Kickstarter campaign, the production is set to begin, and it looks like there'll be a surprise guest star again this season. Fan favorite Nathan Fillion played a guest spot in the first run of episodes, and in season 2, Joss Whedon has landed a role in this particular run of episodes, which should be premiering very soon.
The Point Radio.
And sci-fi superhero saga Alphas is back for a second season, and that gave us a chance to reach out to star Ryan Cartwright to find out just where things are headed, beginning with his own character, Gary.
Yeah, he's still petulant, which I'm sure everyone will enjoy. He's still outspoken. I don't think that'll ever change, but he's kind of making some different life decisions that affect the other Alphas quite substantially. Like, I think everyone knows now, he flies the roost again, not just working at the office, but he decides to leave his mother's nest and descend on the office 24/7 and tries to make it his new home. And also his continuance of trying to keep Anna's voice alive, because when she died at the end of the last season, it affected him deeply and made him question his place within the Alphas and also kind of people's motivations, which he's not very good at figuring out. But it definitely, once she died, it made him question Dr. Rosen and the whole Alpha phenomenon and his place within it. And he wants to keep her voice alive and her message, because it seemed to inspire him and seemed a bit more holistic to him.
So what kind of challenges have there been in the new season so far?
I just think keeping the consistency of the character and not kind of not coming out of the character to get laughs. And, you know, because Gary, he does change as time goes on, but in a different way to everyone else, and it's a lot more subtle. So kind of Gary's arc has to be a little bit more concentrated, and mainly just keeping his voice the same, the dialogue, and just how he would react to these different situations. Just keeping a close eye on that, like, once again, not wanting to abuse Gary's personality and his where he is on the autism spectrum. And then once he's, like, taking care of that and you know that his character consistent, then it's just all about coming up with funny lines on the day and how to try and make the other actors and alphas laugh, and just having, you know, once you know he's, like, grounded, then you can, like, inflate him with all his hot air and just watch him ascend and annoy everyone.
At the end of last year, as you know, the alphas were revealed to the world as existing, which pretty much changes everything in the game. Will that be addressed in this new season?
It deals with it. But there's a lot more of a storyline with regards to the kind of reemergence of Red Flag, and Stanton Parrish is very heavily influential on the arc. You kind of get the two, you know. A lot of it is obviously the alphas kind of falling apart as a group and just trying to stick together and weather the storm of just, you know, wearing each other down with their abilities and their own passions. And every alpha has their own motives, and they all have their own kind of modus operandi of what they want, and they're at loggerheads with each other a lot more this season. It's not so much just bickering about who stole whose pudding, although pretty much that is it for Gary. The second tier to that is Stanton Parrish is mixing the pot again, and he's really coming on full force. Again, he comes back with a vengeance, and it gets really heady. You know, without giving too much away, I guess. But Parrish is up to his old tricks, and he proves a lot more menacing and dastardly this time around.
Ryan's character Gary tends to lend himself to a little creativity in dialogue. Does he ever get to improv?
Yeah, a lot of it is improv. Normally the beat will be there. There'll be like a joke beat. Sometimes there's a surprise moment where you're like, oh, you know what, a joke can happen here or something funny. But a lot of the time the beat is already there, and it's just about working it in a way that Gary would say it, that's a lot more, you know, just Gary-ish and funnier, and sometimes just pushing it that little bit further and just like kind of rewording it as Gary, through Gary's lens and stuff. And a lot of it, you know, is just me trying to make the rest of the cast laugh and stuff, which is good fun. You know, it makes the days go. And everyone jumps in, you know, everyone all mess with some of the jokey lines and stuff. And often that's all it takes, is just a slight rewording to make a decent joke.
New season of Alphas is right now part of Powerful Mondays every week on the Sci-Fi Channel. The Point. We are back on schedule and back here in just a couple of days with a lot more. But in the meantime, catch up on everything pop culture on The Point Radio. Listen for free 24/7 with the great app TuneIn Radio that lets you take us on your iPhone, your iPad, or your Droid anywhere you want to. And you can record, too, as well. Listen for free right now at GetThePointRadio.com. In the meantime, this podcast still heard twice every week on great websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com. You can find us, of course, on Twitter under The Point Radio and on Facebook as well. And you can write us directly at listen@GetThePointRadio.com. We'll talk to you in just a couple of days.